RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
On Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, Hawk has left us early, and now it's the Channing, Solana, or Crowder, Solana, Jimmy show until 6 p.m. How's Minnesota, Crowder?
Cold. It was a crazy storm on Sunday, and it was like, it snowed wild. It was like 8 degrees.
Did you go skiing, though? Like, you guys actually went skiing?
The kids do. And then Chaz, he's 5, so that's the age you can go. So he skied. The older kids, they ski like grown people. And then Asia likes to ski. My knees are too bad. I sit up in the chalet.
Oh, you go to the chalet.
Yeah. Chalet and with all the other overweight father. I'm the best looking overweight father, though. I'd say that much.
I don't know about that.
Because, you know, no. These are the foreign overweight fathers, the obese fathers that can't even get up the stairs.
Well, like the people that don't go skiing. The people that don't go skiing that weren't professional athletes that have bad knees that are...
Yes. So I am the part, but I don't look the part because, you know, I'm a well-put-together man. I'm a 10.
I've never been skiing before. And now my knees are too bad, too. I'm never going skiing. But I've always wanted to go to a chalet, like just post up at the top of the mountain, throw down some vino, eat some cheese. I don't even know if that's what that's what you do at a chalet, but that's what I've always envisioned.
You want to go more to Vail or Aspen?
What do they have there? Minnesota?
Yeah. In Vail, you have charcuterie boards and vino.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota, we have IPAs and chicken wings.
Box wine, IPA.
If you ordered a wine at Buck Hill, they would look at you like you were crazy.
How come you don't go snowboarding?
That's worse on your knees.
Really?
Yes, because you're locked in. Skis, like, flip off easy and you can move side to side. Snowboard is all knee because your feet are locked in and they're lined up in a straight line. So if you move back and forth, it's all knee. I did tube. The big tube down the hill. I get
you
on the tube. Tube.
You tubed?
I tubed. I'm a tuber.
You're big ass on a tube going down the mountain.
I gain a lot of speed more than the 45 kids I'm tubing with. So it's an elementary school, then the big black guy, then the elementary school, then the big black guy. It looks weird when I go tubing. I'm not going to lie.
Well, safe travels for you and your family back to South Florida. It's going to be cold here, bro. Have you seen the weather? Oh.
I heard y'all talking earlier. Who is getting in the 50s?
The 50s.
I was outside for 10 hours in 8.
Oh, that's
crazy. I'm going to walk around naked in the 50 degree weather.
How do people live like that, man? I don't understand.
Well, to get up like today. So we got up today. My wife's bag broke, you know, in the train. I was damn TSA. I won't get on them. They broke my wife's bag. Just bust the zipper. So we had to go buy, you know, go to TJ Maxx and get a new bag. You have to prepare for an hour to leave the house. You have to warm the car up because if you don't warm the car up, then it's not like you're brushing snow. You have to scrape the snow off the front. Then you have to get the driveway prepared to even back out. Once you're on the road, it's a slip and slide. You're driving on a bowling alley. It's crazy.
I'll never understand how people want to live that way. The having to scrape ice off your car every morning to me. You're right. Like, you got to wake up 2 full hours before you plan to leave because you just got to go out there and just scrape ice. Just scrape it every morning.
Done it twice now. When you stop the car, because it's like when it's like 20, 30, that's like nice to them. Because when we got here, like, oh, it's a beautiful day. It was 28. Like, oh, you came a great time. I'm like, it's 28 degrees. This is a great time. And then Sunday hit and a snowstorm came through with the single digits. And that's just like... It's funny. They laugh at us because we can't breathe. If you walk outside, it literally, like the phrase, takes your breath away. That cold air takes my little Florida lungs and beats them up.
crazy, man. Yeah. I wonder what the weather's going to be like. The Dolphins play in New England on Saturday. Let's see what the weather's going to be like in New England. Oh, they play on Sunday, by the way, not Saturday. Do you watch any of the game on Sunday, the Dolphins-Buccaneers game?
No, I didn't. I missed it. I was
traveling. I figured you were traveling. Yeah,
I was traveling.
Let's see.
Not much on the line in that game, though. They won.
Quinn Ewers, Crowder, no joke, Quinn Ewers, since you missed the game, Quinn Ewers looked really good. And when I say really good, he didn't throw for 500 yards or whatever, but two touchdowns, he had a decent game. I was going to get to some grades with you, but since you didn't see the game, it doesn't really make sense. But, I mean, he looked – I feel like most people came away from the game. I'll tell you what Hawk and I said yesterday. We came away from the game saying, at the very least, you have somebody you feel could contend next season for – in that quarterback room. Like, backup job, maybe, but he can contend. You'd be happy bringing Quinn Ewers back next season to fight for a spot, at the very least, depending on, you know, what else you do.
And is he athletic?
Bro, one of the last plays, he took off running, picked up a first down, got up, hit like this, Selly. There was some swag to the entire play. I'm not going to say he's Lamar Jackson, but he can run. He can scoop.
Yeah. Oh, because that's what I was getting to. I just had a conversation. Somebody knew I was talking about Tua. And we talking about, is Tua going to be there? I'm like, no, the writing's on the wall. He might be there for another year, but the Tua time is coming to an end. We've turned downhill on Miami Tua. I don't know when the bus is going to leave the station, though. And he was like, well, who do you want to get? And that's the one thing. I talk about it. We just talk about it all the time. Everybody wants to get rid of people. Nobody has an answer on how you fix the problem. You just want to yell about the problem. I don't know the name I want. But I want somebody that's athletic. You bring up Lamar Jackson. Nobody, Michael Vick, we know crazy, stupid, God-given athletes. We don't need a stupid God-given athlete. I don't need a 260-pound guy that runs 4.4s like Josh Allen. I need somebody to get the hell out the way every now and again. And I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what you want to call it. You can get the hell on if you need to. That's what I need.
Bro, even like Mahomes, he's not crazy athletic.
No.
But hey, you need a play. You need him to pick up 3 yards. Remember in the Super Bowl, we always talk about that play where it was fourth down. They needed 3 yards. And he was like, I'm going to go get these 3 yards. I'm going to get these 3 yards with my feet. And they just run like a little RPO and he goes and he gets the first down. Like he was going to get it. You don't need Lamar. I mean, listen. If we want to revisit the Lamar Jackson thing, sign me the hell up for Lamar. I'm still in the camp of do whatever you have to do to go get that guy. I just don't think he's going to be available. But, yeah, like you don't need Michael Vick. In this day and age, your quarterback has to be able to make something happen with his feet. He just has to.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to go back and look at it. I'll be able to see it this week because I'm sure he'll play the whole game in New England. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to check him out then. But,
They're not going back to Tua, bro. I promise you that.
What, was Tua looking sad on the sideline, or he was just doing the clipboard thing?
He's doing the clipboard thing. He's playing the part. They show him every other play that Quinn Ewers makes, of course.
Did he do the I'm helping you out after the series thing? Because I don't need your help, Tua.
Yep, walked right over to him, sat on the bench with him. Yeah.
Hey, Tua, let me deal with this myself. We see what your opinions got you. Let me just I'll watch this film and see what his iPad got to say.
There were grades. I'll just read them to you so you kind of have an idea of you know how he played. Grades in the Sun Sentinel from Chris Perkins, and he gave the passing game an A. He said Ewers was effective, efficient, smart, calm, and cool. He didn't make any bad decisions. He threw a dart to Theo Weiss Jr., who scored a 63-yard touchdown. So you had the big play as well. He threw a couple long passing plays as well out in the middle of the field. Him and Greg Dulcich linked up for a touchdown, just as we all thought, right, Crowder? Week 17, Quinn Ewers to Theo Weiss Jr. and Greg Dulcich.
We got action.
Hey, what's up with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bro? Like, that has fallen off a cliff.
They couldn't – a lot of injuries, but I hate that excuse. You know what? This year 49er team is what you have to look at as great coaching. They had everybody hurt. All Hall of Fame linebacker hurt, running backs hurt, quarterback out half the year. They're about to win the damn NFC. Crazy. That's what we need to do. So pass that, because I'm talking about the Dolphins and the Bucks now, my two teams. But Yeah, the Bucks just Baker. Baker is I love Baker. I like his energy. I love how he plays. I love his fearlessness. But he needs weapons around him to be successful. And you lose all them damn receivers, and your running backs go down for half the season. That's cute to run around and flex your little shoulders. And then you see what happened. He started getting his little tail bust open and started getting hurt over and over again. So
it's funny, though. We were talking about him like the MVP of the league. Yeah. And I don't know. That went away very quickly about like 8 weeks ago.
He can't play like Josh Allen. He's not built like that. Josh Allen, we're talking about stupid athletes. Can you say stupid athletes? Everybody say, oh, the fast black dude. Josh Allen is an enigma. He is a big, fast, gigantic, sturdy human being that I would love to have on the center for my team. I don't give a damn if he's won a Super Bowl or not.
So yesterday, the Rams end up losing to the Falcons. Matthew Stafford was far and away the favorite to win MVP, speaking of the 49ers. It's not going to be Brock Purdy, obviously, but them winning the NFC. Matthew Stafford is no longer the favorite to win Super Bowl MVP. Do you know who is?
I'm sorry.
NFL MVP. I'm sorry. NFL MVP.
Drake May.
Drake May is now the favorite to win MVP in his second season.
That's nuts. We talked about it earlier where the Patriots have ruined the Dolphins. Like, one of the reasons why we've only won one playoff game since 2000 or whatever is because of Tom Brady. Now there's another MVP in our division. Two MVPs in our division.
Another one, man.
Come on, man. I hate this.
Crazy. Do you want to guess updated Super Bowl odds right now after yesterday? So the Rams had been the favorite for a while. They lost to the Falcons yesterday. You know who the favorite is to win the Super Bowl today?
The Rams should still be there. Even though that was a bad game, especially that first half was embarrassing, but that one game is not going to run me off the Rams.
They're second right now. They're second. Second favorite odds or second best odds to win the Super Bowl.
It better not be the damn Patriots.
It's not. The Patriots aren't even in the top five. Two, three, four, five, six. The Patriots are seventh right now, plus 1,100 to win the Super Bowl.
Broncos better not be up there with Bo Nix.
Broncos are third, plus 800.
Niners?
Niners are fourth, plus 900.
Who is it?
You want to guess, Jimmy? Favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Buffalo?
No, it's not a bad guess. Buffalo's plus 1,000. The Seattle Seahawks are the favorite with Sam Darnold to win the Super Bowl.
I don't believe in them still.
Bro, crazy. I don't know. I've never felt like going into the playoffs. Like, I don't know at least one team that I feel confident in to get to the Super Bowl. I don't know because I think the Seahawks are good, but are they Super Bowl good? I don't know, man. Like, I would never put money on Sam Darnold to win a Super Bowl. He's been good. I'm not even hating on him. I read a stat yesterday. He joined a list of five players. It's Favre, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers, and now Sam Darnold, the only quarterbacks in NFL history to win back-to-back 13 games in a season.
That's crazy.
Crazy, bro.
And his numbers are great, and he's not looking good. We just know, we've seen in the past, it's going to get down to a time where that quarterback, said Super Bowl winning quarterback, is going to have the game on his shoulders with 3 minutes left and got to go get a touchdown. Sam doesn't strike me as that guy. That's why I'm going Rams, because Matt Stafford, I've seen him do it.
I like the Rams still to win it all, but are you buying the Broncos? Like, is anybody buying the Broncos?
They'll give somebody hell, but to the exact point I just made, Bo Nix isn't taking you 80. In the fourth quarter.
So what are we doing here, though? Like, quarterbacks who aren't elite, we're just not picking their teams? Is that what we're doing? I'm with you. I feel the exact same way. I'm not even hating on it. But, like, that's what we're going to do. So we're basically going to say the Bills, the Eagles, the Niners, because Purdy's been to a Super Bowl, and the Rams. Like, those are the only teams we're going to pick here to come out of the two conferences?
Those are the ones, yes. I've seen them do it, and I know they're capable of it. And you have to have so many things fall the right way, but that quarterback position has to. You read a list. I don't know if it was a day or a 20. You read off the winning Super Bowl winning quarterbacks of the last 12 years. We're talking about something. Yeah. And Nick Foles was in there with the Eagles and Doug Peterson and them.
Yep.
That was the exception to the rule. It went like Brady, 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 Nick Foles, Brady, Brady, somebody. Like, it went all Hall of Famers, and Nick Foles was thrown in the list. Like, no, I'm going to go with what I've seen my entire life. The Brad Johnsons in Tampa. Who was it? The Trent Dilfers when the Ravens won. The Nick Foles. No, I can't. Bo Nix isn't going to be the next Trent Dilfer. That's what he'd have to be with. It would be the Bucks. It'd be the Bucks and the Ravens when they had those crazy defenses. I don't see Bo Nix doing that. The Broncos defense is just as good as those guys. But, nah, Bo Nix will mess it up.
What about the Jags?
I don't believe in them. And to be honest, I don't know why Trevor Lawrence looks like the league MVP right now over the last month and a half of the season.
Right, right. He's starting to put together a deep. They're in third place in the AFC. They're 12-4 this year.
That it's frustrating to see Liam Cohen do that damn fast.
Duval.
It's cool now to say it that way when you take a damn league at 11-3 team. I think I soured on Trevor so much that even with that month and a half, I've seen the last 3 years where he just
crazy,
folds.
Man, crazy. 12-4.
Yeah.
Because, look at the top seeds. Denver's one. If the Patriots win and Denver loses, then the Pats could be one. But Denver's the first seed. New England's the second seed. Jacksonville's third. The Texans are in at 11-5. The Chargers are in at 11-5. And the Bills are in at 11-5. And then it's Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. Winner ends up winning the division. Winner will be the four seed.
Losers totally out.
So right, out. So that's what are we saying here? Buffalo? Like, Buffalo's going to be the favorite to come out of the AFC?
Yes. Yeah. If experience, trust in the quarterback with this, you know, their defense is questionable, though. But if Josh got to put up 35, 38, he can do it.
Damn.
I hate now you. The Jaguars got on my nerves because Liam Cohen is sitting around as assistant coach all those years. We go hire these slappy McDougals from everywhere. He turns his team around in 3 months.
12-4, bro. 12-4. And by the way, we spent a lot of time doing tour Trevor Lawrence. We have a lot of tape to go back and delete when talking about Tua another quarterback.
He's about to get another deal. Tua's about to back up Baker Mayfield in Tampa or something.
Crazy, man. We'll talk more about Tua and the Dolphins and the Patriots. I want to run through the lines. I think some of the player props are released for that game. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock Funky Boot happy hour, but Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. I see Joe has connected. He is in Dallas for the game. Before we take a break here and get to Joe Z, let me just run through some quick headlines. The Miami Heat did win yesterday. Nikola Jokic escaped major injury, just hyperextended his knee. I don't know if you got a chance to see the video replay, Crowder, but it was bad. Like, his knee locked up. He got kicked by one of his teammates. His knee locked up, and he went straight to the ground holding his knee. And he was holding it, couldn't put any pressure on it. And I was like, oh, no, dude. Like, that looked like it could be MCL, could be meniscus, could be ACL.
As soon as it happened, I didn't see it live. I saw a video on Twitter, ACL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, I've torn my ACL four times. I said, oh, it tore his ACL. That's sad. I am concerned with somebody of that body type and size coming back from knee injury, how effective he will be in a month.
I'll be fine. That guy fights bears.
Be fine. I understand what you're saying, but now he has a knee injury, which means you can't run. He's going to go and enjoy his nights out with his buddies. He's going to go eat at nice restaurants. I don't know if he comes back in MVP form. He seems like one of them dudes that needs to stay on the treadmill at least once or twice every other day.
Doesn't even need to run. Doesn't need to run at all. just throw him the ball. He's going to put it in the basket. The Hurricanes men's basketball team, they play Pitt tonight at 7 p.m. Josie's in Dallas. So my guess is Danny or Hollywood Rabinowitz will be on the call tonight from the Watsco Center. That'll be on AM 560 because the Florida Panthers, they play the Montreal Canadiens. That'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop. That'll be live right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take a break. The biggest Miami Hurricanes football game in 20 years kicks off tomorrow, a little more than 24 hours from now. Kicks off tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And the radio voice of the Miami Hurricanes is in Dallas. Joe Zagacki joins us next on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
We're headed out to Texas. The Big D, Crowder.
And it's Hawk's nickname, right?
Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show right here on Miami Sports Leader FM 104.3 WQAM. Hawk jumped out a little early, started his New Year's festivities a little early, but Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, we take you up until 6. Joe Zagacki is live from Dallas, the site of tomorrow's highly anticipated Cotton Bowl. The Miami Hurricanes and Ohio State. It kicks off at 7:30. Of course, all of the coverage can be heard right here on your radio home for Miami Hurricanes football. Danny Rabinowitz, Brian Monroe, they'll have your pregame coverage. Dom Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki, they'll be on the call. The entire broadcast, of course, is executive produced by our guy, Vic Bermudez. The broadcasts have sounded unbelievable, and I know Vic's been in the lab. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow, immediately following our show. And Josie joins us now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I hear it's very very noisy, very busy in Dallas. Josie, what are the vibes like over there?
We're playing bingo. Hold on. We're playing bingo. We're playing bingo. I think they just called B14 or something.
Oh, I hit. Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo. If we can get one excellent bingo tomorrow night, then we'll have a chance against Ohio State. That one excellent bingo will have to come through the air, I think. It can be tough sledding trying to run the ball against Ohio State. They are massive in their front seven.
Where are you right now, Joe? Are you at the AT&T Stadium?
No, we just got back. We're at the hotel. We're at the team hotel. They got a great setup here, and they have a ballroom dedicated to the traveling party. Inside the ballroom, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got a bar. They've got games. They've got this candy station. By the time I get home, I'm going to have so much candy. It's like Halloween. But right now, they're playing bingo. And we were at the stadium all day. So now Vic and our engineer Oscar, they're playing bingo.
Hey, Crowder, Josie can get used to the college football playoff life, huh? Yeah. See how they have him situated over there?
Oh, he's going to buy another bag to get that candy back home.
Tell you, early in my career, we thought this was normal. As we went to the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. We threw the Rose Bowl in there. We went to them all. And now we've had a drought until pretty much this time.
And Joe, being there representing the Canes and, you know, walking around, you always got your UM apparel on. The betting, Vegas has the Canes as big underdogs. Then you even see, like, all the ESPN stuff. The question isn't how the game's going to go. It's always, what can Miami do to withstand the Buckeyes? It's always real negative on that side. Is there an underdog feeling to you being there and just the team being there? Because the world thinks this is going to be a blowout. 10-point, 10-point dogs.
Well, Shane, you can feel that. There's no question. Yeah. Wherever you go, everybody's talking about Miami's a 9-point underdog. And it's funny, the most polarizing figure is Carson Beck. And outside of South Florida, I don't know. People don't believe in Carson Beck. He's 14-3 against ranked opponents. He's 35-5 as a starting quarterback. To me, that's pretty good. That's the job to win. But outside of South Florida, people aren't buying Carson Beck. They are buying Julian Sayin. Now, he's a good player. He's young. We'll see if Miami can get to him and heat him up a little bit, how he responds. But Beck has been the guy that I think most people have targeted. And then they go, well, you know, there's a big question mark there. I'm not sure why. I think because in the two losses, there were interceptions. But if you break those interceptions down in the two losses, it wasn't all on him. Hell, one of those interceptions could have been a touchdown. Hit JoJo Traitor right in the hands. JoJo was on his way to the end zone. He forgot one thing, to take the ball with him. But, you know, that gets put on Carson Beck. But, yeah, you can feel that Miami's an underdog. And then if you look at Ohio State, there are two things. You look at Ohio State and you go, I can see why Miami's an underdog. They are elite talent everywhere. And remember, they've been doing this for 10, 15 years, you know, pouring their assets into building a football roster, building a championship program. Hell, Ryan Day said today, it's our third straight trip to the Cotton Bowl. We haven't been in the Cotton Bowl since 1990. So Mario Cristobal had a lot of ground to make up. The fact that Miami is here, and I would also say challenge Ohio State and say Miami might be the best team they play. Indiana might argue that. Miami's closed the gap. Now, it's still a 9-point gap. Might be more tomorrow night. I don't know. But Ohio State had a huge head start, and Miami's catching up.
Joe, but to that point, I mean, Miami went and they paid, or they got Carson Beck through the transfer portal. And, you know, I wonder if, because you're saying they're going to have to move the ball through the air, and this is going to have to be one of those games where Miami picks up some yardage in the passing game. I mean, isn't that why you go get Carson Beck, to win you this type of game, to win you the game that puts you one step closer to the national title game? I know what the narrative was about him before he got here, and I know the injury concerns, but you're right, man. Like, for the most part, he's been really good, if not great, this season. And I have to imagine Mario Cristobal saying, hey, that was the guy we chose. We're in this position now, and we feel comfortable with the ball in his hands.
Well, I don't think you'd go completely and say, you know, you brought him here to win this game. You brought him here to get you to this game. Miami's not in this game without Carson Beck. There's no way. Miami's not in this game without Carson Beck throughout the season. And so, yes, will a lot be on his shoulders tomorrow night? Absolutely. As I mentioned, I think the way Ohio State sets up their defense, they want to strangle the run game. They have 33 sacks, 78 tackles for losses, but they're not built on first and second down to rush the quarterback. In addition to that, look at who they played. And the answer is nobody. They played Texas and they played Indiana. But this whole narrative about the Big Ten, they didn't play anybody in the Big Ten. Washington had a really good game plan against them, but nobody in the Big Ten can really throw the football. They don't throw it that well. Illinois threw it for 248 yards, I think it was. That's the most against them this season. If Miami's going to win, my bet is Beck's got to go for somewhere between 250 and 300 to win the game.
And it's funny. The first thing you said, Joe, I don't know, just subconsciously, was the same thing that DBJ said to us as well about these D tackles. The big boy's 330, the puppy's 310. something crazy like that, to where it, like, to the point about Carson Beck, where they're sitting there with an All-American middle linebacker, two 315-pound tackles. You're not just running at them over and over again. We've seen the Canes do it. Just physically, you can't do that to this defense. So that would be a thing where at some point, Beck's going to have to get outside, move around, do something to tire those big boys out and also not just run into a brick wall for four quarters.
Yeah, you can't run it. I mean, this guy McDonald, he could be the first pick in the draft. And if he's not the first pick in the draft, then number eight, the linebacker, is the first pick in the draft. And if he's not the first pick in the draft, then the safety Downs, who can play down in the box or play, you know, with range, he's the first pick in the draft. It's going to be, you know, beauty's going to be in the eye of the beholder when it comes to that time of the year. So Miami's going to have to find some space in the passing game, get rid of the ball quickly, and try to, you know, create some big plays by catching it and then advancing the football in the hands of their receivers, Daniels and Marion and Malachi Toney. And we'll see how Ohio State's going to play Toney. I would suspect that the first play of the game, we'll see Toney go in motion, and that will give us a little indication how Ohio State's going to play him.
I like Malachi Toney. 20 touches or 30 touches, Joe? At least.
If he gets past 20, that'd be a hell of a story.
Joe, are you nervous? I mean, this has to be the biggest game you've called since the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, right? And I just wonder, like, does that kind of dawn on you that this is one of those games? And you know, as you mentioned, you're almost spoiled calling so many of these big games for so long, and then there were few and far between the last time you did. I just wonder, like, has it set in that you're calling a Cotton Bowl, Ohio State, in what could be the biggest win the program's had since 2003?
Are you trying to get me scared? Or what?
Not scared. You're somebody who puts this stuff into perspective, and I think how you call the game, you know?
I'm trying to go 1-0.
There we go.
I'm trying to go 1-0.
You've been hanging out with Cristobal too long, Joe. Come on.
You know, you always – listen, I don't think you can be – look, this business is show business. You're in show business. Crowder's in show business. We're all in show business. This is show business. And it's a show. You got to put on a good show. And you can't put on a good show – unless you're prepared. So I feel pretty good about my preparation on this deal. And I think, you know, you have that to lean back on. Will we be nervous tomorrow? You're not normal if you don't have some kind of, you know, jitters or great anticipation. But I don't think that should get in the way. You might get nervous, you know, it comes down to a game-winning field goal. I don't know. Maybe be nervous about that. The bottom line is the job is the job. You know, the job is you got a bow and arrow. You got to hit the target, bullseye, regardless of where you are. And we've been to the stadium. I know what my location is. So like everybody else, you have to have a little bit of a game plan to figure out how you're going to hit the bullseye from 9 miles away.
And Joe, we joke about Malachi Toney's touches, which I'm sure he's in a big part of the offensive game plan. I'll say that lightly. But with Jeremiah Smith on the other side, are they going to shadow him? Is there somebody that's going to run with him? Because Carnell Tate's there as well. You can't show him all the attention, but if they let Jeremiah Smith just decide what he's going to do, I think we might be in trouble defensively.
Now they got, you know, Carnell Tate. The experts have him as the number three pick in the draft. Oh. They consider him the best deep ball receiver in college football, and I can see why. He's very smooth. He's hard to cover. He's physical. He locates the ball, and he doesn't drop it. The number one priority of a receiver is catch the ball, and he makes these beautiful, heavenly, over-the-shoulder catches, and then he's in the end zone for a touchdown. And then, oh, by the way, you got Jeremiah Smith, who last year would have been a first-round pick. This year would be a first-round pick, and clearly next year will be a first-round pick. So I think there are just two ways to play it. You either get great depth with your linebackers and your secondary, right, and try to force them to go the length of the field and face your pass rush And then the second part of that is you got to rough up the quarterback and hope that he can find Smith and Tate in rhythm, you know, in stride, that he's got to throw him the ball where they've got to be in a position where they've got to fight for it and can't do much with it afterward. And so that comes down to Bain and Mesidor. And then, of course, that gets you to the other part of the equation. Before you do that, you probably have to stop Bo Jackson, their running back, because they're much better when Bo Jackson's running the football and Sain then is throwing the ball down the field. If you get them in a drop back game, then I think you've got an opportunity to get to their quarterback. They have whiffed on blocks up front. Their center is an All-American. Their left tackle is a great player. Their right guard's a question mark. I think Miami knows who they prefer to play at right guard. They're kind of platooning their right guard situation right now. But if you get them in a drop-back game, then I think you've got to try to keep the stuff in front of you. And, you know, O'Connor on one corner runs a 4-3. He's got good speed. Frederick was a teammate of Jeremiah Smith when they played peewee ball. And Lucas played him twice in high school. I was on the elevator with Lucas yesterday. I thought, damn, you know, you're bigger than I thought. So Miami does have size. They got to play with physicality. But slowing those two guys down, I mean, listen, that's like trying to defend these guys is like, you know, Mr. Ed trying to run with Secretariat.
Hey, Joe, yesterday we talked with DBJ, and he wasn't, you know, he understands that Cristobal is downplaying the 2003 Fiesta Bowl narrative coming into this game, or just the storyline of it. I know the players, most of them weren't alive for it, but he was saying, hey, I remember that, and I want a little bit of revenge for what he felt was stolen for us. How many times have you gone back either to listen to that call, watch that play, watch just the entire situation going into this game tomorrow? Because we listened to the call yesterday, and just based on your reaction when it happened, I know, just like every other Canes fan, that still hurts you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Every day of my life. Every day, go back. You know, in that call, here's what one of the things I remember is, so when I came up, one of the guys that I worked with was Rick Weaver, the old voice of the Miami Dolphins. And Rick often would end every call. He'd pause and say, there are no flags. And I thought to myself, on that call, pause before declaring national championship, make sure there are no flags. And of course, I paused and saw the fireworks go off and said, I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. Miami wins the national championship, and here come the flags. I wanted to kill myself. But, you know, I still to this day think it was a terrible call. And if you go backwards in history and play that what if game, you know how many lives that call probably changed? Like Larry Coker gets fired a couple of years later. You fire him 2 years later, whatever it was, after he won back-to-back championships. I just think the guys that were on that team you wonder, a lot of those guys were already national champions. Do they remember the national championship they won or the one they lost? It was a terrible call. And, yes, if Miami wins, for older fans like me, I think it will be a little bit of revenge or satisfaction. For this team, this modern Miami team, it will be a historical moment and a win of a massive win for this team and for this program.
Oh.
Kind of two different agendas.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I remember the losses because I just lost in the Outback Bowl and the Peach Bowl. So all I have is losses to remember in bowl games.
Who did you lose in the Peach Bowl to?
I lost to a Devin Hester-led Canes team that was ridiculously good.
Yep.
He blocked the field goal.
He blocked the field goal, picked up, and ran for a touchdown.
I was just like, that's Devin Hester. And then we kicked the ball. We punted the ball straight to him. Why are we punting the ball to this guy? Okay, just let him run down the field again. Yeah, Devin Hester wore us out that day.
Yeah, he didn't have a position. Devin Hester, in the Hall of Famer, never had a position in college football.
Crazy.
They couldn't figure out where to play him. Defensive back, running back, wide receiver. They tried all three spots.
They already fired Ron Zook at the time. Ron Zook was already fired, so they told Charlie Strong to be the interim head coach for the Peach Bowl against the Canes.
Yeah, right, I remember.
We knew Devin Hester was back there on punt, so Charlie was thinking, okay, I'm going to get my best tacklers, my best athletes on punt team. I was going to the league. I already knew I was leaving, All-American middle linebacker. He came up and he was like, hey, you mind playing punt? And I was like, for what? Because Devin Hester's back there. I said, Coach, what the hell am I going to do if Devin Hester gets rolling? I'm going to tackle him? Put this on me? Me and Charlie Strong argued about that for about a week.
You know, the other thing I remember about that game besides Devin Hester is when the game was over, the Peach Bowl trophy ended up in my car.
What?
I don't remember how. Yeah, the Peach Bowl trophy. I had the Peach Bowl trophy. My wife and I and Captain Curtis, and Edwin Pope. Remember, and the great Edwin Pope.
Yeah.
The four of us drove back to the hotel, and we had the Peach Bowl trophy in our car.
What'd you do? You stole it? Like, how'd you get the
Peach
Bowl
trophy? I would like to think we stole it. No, we did not steal it. I think they just gave it to us and said they couldn't put it on the bus. I don't remember. But they gave us the trophy. So I had the trophy in the car and in the hotel for the night. I had the Peach Bowl trophy.
Surprised you gave it back. You should have kept on to that thing, Joe.
Yeah.
What are dinner plans tonight? What are dinner plans? You guys are in Dallas. You're there with you said you're with Oscar, our engineer, Vic, Dom Bailey. What are you guys doing tonight?
I got to tell you something. They've got a wonderful setup here. The hotel we're in, it's like being in Disney World. It's enormous. In fact, it's so big, I decided I'm not even going to the other side of the hotel. There are too many people over there. They have this wonderful ballroom where they serve dinner, and we're in Grapevine, Texas. And I keep asking, where the hell are we? I don't even know where we are. We're not close to downtown Dallas. So the answer is, it's cold outside. The game is tomorrow. We're leaving early to get to the stadium. I'm going into that ballroom to have whatever they're serving.
All right. There we go. Free.
Free dinner.
And it's free, which, by the way, Len will love. It's free. Hey, Len, dinner's free.
What if the Hurricanes win tomorrow, New Year's Eve, you're going to celebrate New Year's Eve as the ball drops at the stadium, I imagine. Yeah. That would make for a hell of a New Year's, Joe, and I'm hoping that happens.
We'll be on the air.
Yeah.
We'll be on the air for Eastern. I think we'll be on the air when the ball drops in New York, right?
Yeah.
We might be on, if they win, we'll probably still be on the air. We'll celebrate twice.
I love it. I love it.
Deja vu all over again. 12 o'clock twice.
Celebrate Pacific time as well. Celebrate as many times as you can.
They keep winning.
Now, if they beat Ohio State, all bets are off. Like, they beat Ohio State.
I need it. Tomorrow's broadcast begins at 3 p.m. Again, Danny Rabinowitz, Brian Monroe, Don Bailey Jr., and Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Hurricanes, will be on the call. 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Josie, good luck tomorrow. Happy New Year. Go Canes. And I hope you win bingo and bring us back a W.
I think if we win bingo, that's a good sign.
Very good sign. Very good sign. Yes, sir. All right. Josie, happy appreciate New you,
fellas. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Appreciate it. I don't have a computer off. It's Vic's job.
All right. Yeah, let it go. Let Vic work a little bit. Joe Zagacki, man, he's hot. He's jacked up, Crowder. If they win tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. That would be crazy.
I need video on Joe Z. I need the Cotton Bowl trophy in Josie's car after the game. That's what I need.
He's mastered the art of stealing trophies. He might as well get another one.
Crazy. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Still a lot to get to on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.